67 times 8. And 7 times 8 equals 56. So I put the 6 in there, the 5 there. Then I put the 8. 8 times 5 equals 40.
Are you sure you want to do 8 times 5?
Five times 6 equals 36. And that's 306.
But you forgot about the 8.
What about the 8?
You forgot about the 8.
That's for what?
You didn't put the 8 in.
Because that's times 8.
You didn't use the 8, you just went 6 times 5. You have to use your 8.
Help her out. Where would you fix her?
You would do 8 times 6, not 5 times 6. And then you would add the 5 back on.
Yeah.
So I did the 8 times 6.
6.
Eight times six equals 48, and then 48 times 5.
So then she says 48 times 5, is that right?
No, you have to add the 5 back on.
Yeah, remember, so we multiply.
So
48 plus the 5.
Plus
5. 53. There you go. Okay. And what did you get for your final answer?
536.
Does our group agree?
Yeah, I did.
And did anyone solve it with the breaking apart way instead?
I did, but I erased it. Okay. And I got the same answer.
So are we all favoring this way better? This is called the traditional way. Emily Long, would you like to see it with the break apart way? Okay, who wants to come up and show break apart? Julia?
So, we would do 8 times 67.
Can you hear her? Okay, make sure you're nice and loud.
67 into a 60 and a 7. So we do 8 times 60 equals... Oh, wait. 8 times 60 plus... 8 times 7 equals, and then you do 8 times 6, you cover the 0, and that would equal 480, and then that is 8 times 7 equals 56.
And what do we call those two numbers?
Partial product.
Excellent.